Normal person, on being told that an armored giant was there to kill them, would run a freaking mile as fast as possible. But, true to form, my instincts kept me slap bang where I was, fists raised, red mist taking over. "Just try it, armor boy," I snarled. All sensible thoughts, the ones about Joshua and the police, and how the hell this guy had appeared out of nowhere, or what he'd just said about me being a damned goddess, were relegated to the back of my mind to make space for the swell of anger and violence that was spreading through me. He may be bigger than me, but I was stronger than I looked. A lot stronger. And I didn't always fight fair. Slowly, he drew a gleaming sword from a sheath at his side. It was almost as long as I was, and my aggression wavered just a tiny bit. I'd never fought anyone with a sword before. First time for everything. I dropped my stance, bending my knees, ready.
"Are you not going to run away?"
he asked me, his voice still calm. "No, I'm not, you fucking maniac. I'm going to keep you here until the police arrive."
"At which point I would vanish and you would be arrested," he said.
"We'll see about that," I spat, though part of me knew he was right. But that part of me had no control whatsoever over the rest of my body. My legs were almost vibrating with pent-up energy, my vision now completely red. The giant lifted his sword. A flash of green light filled the room, and I saw a new figure directly in front of me, small and furry. Shock rocked through me as I blinked, and the giant gave a bark of anger.
"Ziva?"
I stammered. My cat was sitting between me and the giant. My short-haired, uptight, tuna-eating Siamese cat, just sitting there, like it was totally normal.
"What in the name of sweet fuck is going on?"
I breathed, blinking hard. The man I was secretly in love with being murdered by an armored giant was something my violence-addled brain could react to. But my fucking cat appearing out of thin air at the scene of the crime? Nope, too much. My fists dropped to my sides in bewilderment as Ziva turned to me, her amber eyes as disdainful and aloof as they always were.
"Bella, you are a fool,"
a cool woman's voice sounded in my head.
"Next time you are faced with fighting a god, run."
I opened my mouth to speak, but nothing came out. I'd lost it. I'd actually lost it. Maybe none of this was happening and Joshua was fine. Maybe he'd visit me in the lunatic asylum. Maybe not. Ziva began to glow turquoise, and my jaw hung even lower as she began to grow, not stopping until she was the size of a freaking lion. But her head was still that of a Siamese cat, her pointed ears and almond-shaped eyes just larger.
"Ares, you may not just take her power from her by killing her. You must earn it."
The woman's voice issued from the cat loudly, and I felt my knees wobble.
"You do not understand the seriousness of the situation," barked Ares.
"I understand perfectly. Hera has informed me. Zeus attacked you and you lost your power, but you may not take Enyo's without first earning it."
I felt my mouth opening and closing like a freaking goldfish as I stared between them. The giant glared at my huge cat, fury in his eyes, then slammed his sword back into its sheath.
"Fine, we go to Olympus then," he snapped,
and the world flashed white around me.